Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Maria, minus Scott. And I hope everyone had a good holidays. Good Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Great weather. We're having great weather. And today we have a guest, Julio Camargo. He is a mental health counselor and an MFT, Marriage and Family Therapist intern, and is working in Brawley at the Team 1 Brawley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Welcome. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Typically, we talk about stress management, anxiety.
That should have been before the holidays.
Exactly.
Trying to get all those, you know, presents and food ready for, you know, family coming to your homes.
But you know what? Just on my way here right now, I was thinking, there's always, not only is there always something to worry about, but really, I mean, as human beings, we're always worrying about something. Something. I mean, even as small as it may be, there is always something that you're worried about.
Getting to work on time, getting the kids
all
on
the time,
getting
yeah.
them ready, finishing your work at, you know, the work that you have to do at your
yeah.
own job, homework.
Yeah.
And
it's so, you know, it's kind of sad to see statistics, so many numbers pointing to stress on the rise all the time. It almost seems like we see another statistic of, 75% of Americans suffer from stress.
Doesn't stress also cause a lot of health issues too?
Yeah, a lot of them. So much that even us, Behavior Health, are specifically gearing towards a depression and anxiety clinic that deals a lot with stress management, mm-hmm. hence leading to depression mm-hmm. and anxiety on many occasions. So one thing that, you know, we're talking about all the time regarding stress is ways of managing stress, mm-hmm. and typically the things that you think of is either medication or therapy and counseling. But one thing that we rarely discuss, or I don't know, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you would know better than me about whether it's ever been discussed here in this show, but is alternatives to stress management. In other words, what are the things that we can do without having to think about getting some type of medication
mm-hmm.
or going and seeing a therapist, or in other words, prevention more than anything. And we always have to be preventing, really.
So what are the alternatives? I mean, the one that comes to mind for me is like yoga or
mm-hmm. that
exercise,
is actually one of them,
you know, or exercise, you know, well, yoga is an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Having, I don't know, what else? I mean, I don't know, because I'm not
yeah.
a very good person. I mean, I deal with stress, and I might stress out, and then, okay, that's it.
Uh-huh.
I'm done with it. Let's go.
So you pretty much just cope with it when it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, and there's, you know, it's sort of, to say that there are alternatives is sort of right, but it's also kind of wrong,
mm-hmm.
because rather than being alternatives, they're things that we already know, and that many of us have but don't necessarily use
mm-hmm.
or make use of when we should. For example, you know, we think of family as, well, yeah, of course I have a family. We all do. And by family, I don't mean just, you know, brothers, sisters, dad, mom. No. By family, I mean our social network,
mm-hmm.
our support system.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be friends, people that we know and are used to and
mm-hmm.
often see. So that is one of the things that we think about the least when thinking, well, what do you mean? I mean, I'm always stressed. How does that have anything to do with that?
With my support. Yeah.
Exactly. But that is the number one, you know, safety net that we all have. Everybody knows at least one person that they see as close to them, whether it's a family, a friend or a family member, and making use of that support system as a means of not necessarily just venting,
mm-hmm.
but seeking advice,
mm-hmm.
discussing about you know, what's going on at any particular time, at any time given when you're dealing with stress. Maybe even if it's people that you see regularly, like daily, pretty mm-hmm. much, then debriefing sort of at the end of the day. You know, nowadays, we rarely take the time to do that. Mm-hmm. That is a huge thing to do.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.